Colossians chapter 3. If you then be risen with the Messiah, seek those things which are above, where the Messiah sits on the right hand of Yahweh. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with the Messiah in Yahweh. When the Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in splendor. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of Yahweh comes upon the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked for some time when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these: anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but the Messiah is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as the Master forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of the Messiah rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of the Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Yahweh. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Master Yeshua, giving thanks to Yahweh and the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as it is fit in Yahweh. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to Yahweh. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they get discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the sovereign. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the master and not to men, knowing that of the master you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the sovereign Messiah. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. End of chapter.